Good Up is our space to talk about those experiences in life we didn't know we all had in common. We're the after-work happy hour conversation with your best friend.
You good up bad, like, hello.
The place where you bring up the hard parts of life, the ones that made you laugh, and the things that made you who you are. Because who said becoming good up wasn't a little bit uncomfortable? Stay tuned for more information about this week's episode. Hey, beautiful people, and welcome back to your mother favorite podcast. I'm acting up because I'm excited because we're back because it's season 7. Say hi, Deidre.
How did that even happen? Like, when did we go? Like, how did that happen?
Listen, when I tell Ayo, I am the queen of starting a project and ending a fuck in 6 months. This is the longest hobby I have ever had in my fucking life besides bun. Okay? I am a committed ass bitch to this podcast.
Girl.
Seven seasons? 2 years?
That's wild.
Wild like fuck. It's crazy.
I love it.
But
here.
I'm very proud of us. I am very proud of us. I'm happy that we're back.
I'm proud of us too.
I'm happy that we're back. I am living for the amount of support that you guys gave season 6. I mean, It was legendary. Okay, I'm very proud of that. And yeah, I mean, how have you been? Before we even start on the topic, before we even go to the business, the usual, like, how are you? It's been a while since people have heard our voices. Like, get them an update.
Right.
Tell them why have we been gone for 4 months?
You know, because we just over here trying to make ourselves better people, right? Yeah, we're like ascending daily, and Lord knows. So I feel like, did I mention last season that I'm planning to go back to school?
I think you did.
Well, if I didn't, I'm mentioning it now. The doll has entered the workforce so that the company I work for can pay for my college education.
Because why the fuck not?
It was the finance episode we did about getting our money together. And I was saying, yeah, like, I'm going back to school, but I really do not want to incur any more debt. And I need to figure out a way to go to school and not have to pay for it.
And she right do that now, for why? Because she's a genius.
And I did that. And I'm actually I'm in the process right now of working with my enrollment coach to make sure that I enroll and I take the amount of classes that won't overwhelm me, and so I can still work my normal schedule and all that jazz. And it's just so lit and fun, and I'm so proud of myself and tired.
I'm very proud of you. That's fucking
dope.
And Deidre been holding it down. Like, Deidre went back to working. She's been walking her ass off. Deidre out here getting promoted at work. Like,
I got a promotion straight out the gate.
Straight out the fucking gate. Like, Deidre walking, that fucker was like, hey, I know you just hired me, but I'm your boss.
It's giving Beyonce. Because if y'all are true Beyonce stans, you know Beyonce joined that group and she wasn't even like originally. But in all seriousness, I got employee of the quarter and a promotion within my first quarter working there. Like, I just ended my first quarter. Like, shit. Like, okay. I does this, I guess. Like,
can you go?
So, like, even when imposter syndrome tries to kick in, my ancestors are like, get the fuck out of here. You know you don't belong here. Like, you know you don't belong here.
We definitely are going to do an episode about imposter syndrome, though, because both of us... Listen, Deidre, this is not the first time Deidre and I have spoken since the finale for last season. Y'all already know, yeah, Deidre and I are friends. We're not just coworkers.
We're not just coworkers. We're actual friends. We're sisters. And speaking of which, I'm not the only one out here getting promotions and such, because somebody became their boss's boss. Is that the way I understood it?
I took over for my boss. So my boss got promoted and then I got promoted into her job. So I am now my teammate's boss, which is dope and exciting and fucking tiring. And
is it awkward?
It gained there. Like, it is awkward. Don't get me wrong. It's always awkward when a teammate moves into a management position, especially if they're a first time manager, which is my experience. So it's been, y'all, the last, I've officially been in a position for a month now, and the last month of my life has been like the least sleep that I've gotten, the hardest I've probably worked in my life. Like, yeah, but we'll talk about that when we do our imposter syndrome episode, because there's so much that I'm realizing about like knowing that you want to be in a leadership position and then being put into the leadership position, like all of a sudden I question every fucking thing that I've ever learned and done in my life, and I'm just like, really? Like, okay,
well, that's what makes you a good leader, the fact that it matters to you. If you were just in there like, girl, I got this, I'm that bitch, they've been missing out on having me for the longest, then that would be, you know, cause for concern. But the fact that you actually care about not screwing up, that is what makes you such a good leader. And that's why you got the damn job in the first place.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. I'm telling you, I want to be a good boss. You know, I want to be the boss who, like, people will be like, I love where I work. You know, like, my boss is cool as fuck. I want them to feel that way. But it's going to take time, and we'll talk about it eventually. But yeah, that's what we've been up to. And that hopefully explains to you people who keep fucking DMing me why season 7 is not coming until now, because life was life in, and life tends to, if you notice, there is always a longer break in between seasons of Good Up. And it's because usually when me and Deidre take that break, life, the,
we got
like,
things to do. Hey girl, yeah, here's, like, another thing that you gotta juggle, like, hey.
And we take full advantage of not having to dedicate that time to the podcast to do other things that we're passionate about. I took that time to heal my mental health, because y'all, really and fucking truly, like, if I could call that a breakdown, November, December time, like, my mental health was not good. Like, hey, I was not okay. So I had to take care of myself. And then once I came out of that, I was like, let's try something new. I'm going to go out for this position. Like, I was trying to live my life outside of Good Up, you know? So, and if not, if we were not out here living, how do you think we would have the material to come in here and talk to Ayo?
If the me content out here living comes from our existence. It comes from our day to day.
I don't tell Ayo my whole business about my past and my family. There is nothing left. I need to go live more life so I could come in here and
so
talk
you can
my
have
shit.
More material for the podcast. You know, I was doing a reading right before we started recording, and I accidentally let it slip to the client who's a huge fan of the show. Hey girl, shout out to you. You know who you are. I love you.
Hey
dearly.
Client, thank you for running DJ your money. Run it some more.
I love
book
her
some more
dearly.
Readings.
But I accidentally let it slip that we're recording the show tonight, and she was so excited. And I was like, don't tell anybody because I can't tell you the release date, but just know that we're officially recording.
We're coming back.
So shout out to you. I know you're listening. You know who you are.
The patrons also knew. They received the date for the premiere a couple weeks. At the time that this episode is going to premiere, they would have received it a couple weeks ago. So they knew it was coming.
Shout out to the patrons. We appreciate y'all. Thanks for supporting us and keeping us with high quality microphones and such.
Thank you for keeping the lights on, patrons. We adore you. Part. Hopefully we get some more this season. What else? I mean, shit been going on, y'all. We are this close to 30,000 downloads, which is crazy because we just hit 20,000 a couple of months ago. So to be
that's
this
bananas.
Close to 30,000 is probably going to hit 30,000 this season. We're definitely going to celebrate that. Oh yeah, like shit is going really well. And yeah, today's episode though, we are celebrating being a good, lovable, likable, great content, excellently prepared podcast, right? So how better to bring in a new season than to drag a bitch, right? And this drag has been coming for months,
because somewhere along the line, I don't know when this happened, but somehow, you know what I think it is? I think Amazon had a sale on podcast mics.
I blame Bezos. I do.
Yeah. I'm certain that Amazon had a sale on podcast mics. And naturally, when there's such a sale, maybe they were on sale for like a dollar, who knows? But somewhere along the line, the alpha males have just entered the space.
Let me make this clear. We gonna be dragging men with microphones this episode, right?
Yeah,
this
whole
podcast does not apply to the Nerds with Accents podcast.
Please,
those are the only
men
that should have microphones in this world.
Them and gay men.
And gay men. If you're a man with a podcast and your podcast is of substance, right? Then I'm not talking to you. Y'all know specific. You matter of fact, let me go ahead and play the clip, right? I gonna play the clip so that y'all understand the context that I am coming from. So y'all understand the specific kind of man.
Run the clip
that I talking about.
I'm a guy and I have sex with another girl and I have a girlfriend. it's not really cheating like that. But if a girl has a boyfriend and she has had sex with another guy, that's definitely cheating. As a matter of fact, if she even talks to another guy, it's cheating. Why? Because it's easy for girls to get in relationships and get sex from men, but it's very difficult for men to get sex in a relationship.
No, bitch, it's difficult for you to get sex.
Wait, no. Okay. Hey, I saw.
Yeah.
So first of all, my brain is physically hurting right now because I'm trying to comprehend what he said and I just cannot. What? Can you make it make sense?
Wait, so this...
What did I just watch?
This particular child of God is from the Fresh and Fit podcast, which has gone viral multiple times in the last couple of months for their very misogynistic, trash, ashy-ass takes on everything as it relates to women. This, the one that was speaking in particular, okay?
Now, Homeboy, I'm familiar with them. I'm familiar with them because of how, like, them going viral, but I've never seen this clip, and I'm genuinely confused by what he just tried to make a point with. I don't know what that was with the words that he did.
So in that clip, basically, he was saying that if he's in a relationship and the woman that he's with cheats on him, has sex with another person, that he would be, his right to be upset with her would be valid. However, if he were to cheat on her, have sex with someone else, that it would not be valid for her to be upset because it's easier for a woman to have sex with multiple men than it is for a man to have. You see, even me trying to explain it, I feel fucking dumb. Okay, the fuck is dumb. He dumb.
I'm everything very terrified of the idiocy dumb. Rubbing off on us. Like, what?
So this podcast is the more famous of the podcasts that I'm going to make an example of. There's another example that I have, right? Because I don't need to hear that it's not just Fresh and Fit, right?
Before you do that, can we take a moment as a family, as a collective, as a group, to appreciate the sacrifice you made of your own bandwidth to search for these clips? Because you must have been so drained after doing that.
You know what, Deidre? I was a little drained. Like, I did feel a little dumber when I had walk away from my computer. I was like, where do I live? What's my name? You know, I feel like I lost a few brain cells. But I did also laugh very hard. Like, the only thing you could do is, like, crack the fuck up at this point. Because they really believe themselves. And
they're delusional. Delusion is them.
Yeah. Okay. So let's play this out of clip.
Attracted to the opposite sex a lot. I don't need to be emotionally attracted to them, but sexually I am. But I just need to feel comfortable enough to where I can come to you and be like, hey, babe, that girl over there, she was kind of cute. And you not have an immediate reaction of, oh, he hates me or he doesn't like me.
Well, I got to ask the $1 million question. What's up? Are you comfortable with your partner also engaging?
No.
What? First of all, I am a huge fan of Shannon Boodram. Okay. I resent that fool was on her show. Let's be clear.
The problem is never the show. The problem is the man in front of the microphone.
Is the man who's using words. How dare he? Get me out of here. I gotta go. Because where? Why? Why? But look how quickly he responded. He said, no.
No. He didn't even think it through. He didn't even use his fucking 2 and 3 times tables. Papa was ready to answer from the get-go because he knew the question was coming. He wanted to say what he needed to say, and he did not want or expect to be questioned by a woman in that opinion.
Facts. Like, I knew, like, he knew that question was coming, and he was prepared to be like, girl, the answer is no. He should have just said it without even being asked, if we're being honest. Like, yeah.
So this herein lies the problem, dear listeners, right? These two clips that we've played are just examples of the dozens and dozens of podcasts, of instances of men in front of microphones, where all you hear coming out of their mouth is misogynistic bullshit. It sounds like 2002 in this fucking internet space, right? In high school,
more like 1957. Like, it's very antiquated.
Like, but let's be real. A lot of the shit that some men have evolved from in their thought processes, we used to hear a lot in high school. Things like, oh, if a woman have sex with a bunch of men, then that's wrong. But if a man have sex with a bunch of women, it's not the same thing, because a key that could open a bunch of locks is a master key, and a lock that could be opened by a bunch of keys is a shitty lock. First of all, that logic is flawed. My father is a locksmith, and I could sit here and explain to you why that's fucking dumb. Second of all, what? But still, anyway, men have been going viral over and over and over and over again for clips like this, with those opinions, right? Talking about, you know, their sex lives, how they feel about having sex with women, how they feel about being in relationships with women. And all of it basically boils down to, I don't actually like women. I want to fuck them, but I don't genuinely like them. And I want to talk about it. So I'm going to gather my boys in my mom's basement. We're going to pull out our $24 snowball mics, and we're going to talk about this openly. Yeah. And we're going to expect that nobody's going to check us, right?
And mommy better bring us our freaking pizza rolls and not say a word to us while we do it.
Toast my fucking bagel bites, bitch, and bring that shit in here so I could be a colorist. Like,
yo, if Dylan even thinks about it, I just want the record to show. If 20 years from now, Dylan even thinks for a second that he gonna disrespect women, much less black women, in the way that these men do, just understand.
I was asked a couple of months ago, when are you going to start? And y'all, please know, this was a dumb question from a man. He is one of my best friends. I checked him, okay? Please don't get vexed with this man, because he probably listening. He listens to all of our episodes. He said, when are you guys going to start making or creating episodes on topics that are more inclusive of the male point of view, or for men, right? I didn't really directly answer him at that time. And then a couple of weeks later, I saw a clip of that mongoose looking motherfucker on the Fresh and Fit podcast.
He literally looked
and like I screen recorded it and sent it to him and said, this is why nobody makes content for y'all dumb asses. This is why. Second of
you
all.
You said that to your friend?
I did, because he was pissing me off. But that's I also said, second of all, there is literal data, because I do my research because I want Good Up to be successful. There is data that proves that the majority of podcast listeners are women, right? So these men know that when they create these little crappy ass shows, they're not going to get the views and the listeners that they think they're going to get. A part of me, my conspiracy theory is, these men know that if they produce this type of misogynistic, shitty content, it's going to go viral.
Yep.
People are going to hate watch it, and that's how they're going to get their views.
And you know what? That's why I intentionally never go searching for their podcast. And I never, if I'm going to watch one of those viral clips, I watch it that was reposted by somebody who's going to give commentary on it. I watch when somebody's about to drag them, but I never give them the view. I will not.
Exactly.
I will not.
If you notice, the clips that I used were like screen shares from other TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am not going to give your podcast a single download. I'm not going to. Why? Because I understand that downloads turn into money. I understand how podcasts work. But Deidre, I legit have a hard time believing. I know that they actually believe what's coming out of their mouth, but I have a hard time believing that, like, you sat in front of a microphone, recorded an entire show, and thought that what you just came out of your mouth was of substance so that you could get more viewers.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, I have a hard time believing it too, but I think because I know people in real life, maybe not men who think the way that Fool does about, you know, if a man cheats on a woman, it's not cheating, but if a woman cheats, not in that way, but I have encountered men that are legitimately delusional, where there's logic and then there's how reality looks for them, you know, who are so far removed from reality. So I absolutely believe that they sit up on that mic confidently, thinking that what they're saying makes sense, and saying it with their chest, because they're delusional.
they're legit delusional. Like, and here's my thing. I have my opinions about men, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm married to one. There's a side of men that I really love. If I didn't love men, I would have just straight up been gay. I would not be a bisexual woman. Okay, I love men and women both. There are things about men that you can love.
I wish I was gay. I'm just gonna say that. I wish, like, if we could choose our sexuality, I would never choose to be straight. Like, why would I choose that for myself?
Neither would I. But still, I do see that there's some redeemable qualities.
Yeah.
Even with the things that I hate, I could not picture myself going on the internet and spewing absolute bullshit logic about men. Me gonna come on here and be like, you see, the thing about men is that they're naturally just dumber than women. So the issue is blah, blah, blah. Like, you can imagine how fucking stupid that would sound.
But I'm so glad you said that, because there's, I don't know if you, I'm sure you know, my TikTok has somehow inadvertently turned into me just shedding light on the way that black men and black women engage, just showing the realities of what's going on in our community, right? By way of some of these men's logic and the way they treat women, etc. But a lot of times when I go on there, I say something that is true, right? I just state something that has happened in our community by the hands of like a black man or black men. And that is translated to them as me spewing hatred for black men. And I'm like, I never came on here and said that I hate black men. I never came on here and said anything negative about black men. But I did say something that is true about black men. You know what I mean? So it's interesting how they go on their microphones that they clearly, you know, I'm certain there was a clearance sale on Amazon for podcast mics. They go on their podcast mics and just drag women, especially black women. Let's be clear, because they're not, I mean, they are dragging women, but they're going even harder on black women. And we can even talk about Funky and Fraud in a little bit, but they're going on and they're straight up saying they don't like women. Like, I don't know why nobody's like, they just saying it. We don't like y'all. But we're going on and simply saying things like, hey, black women are being murdered by black men every 5.5 hours in this country. And they're saying, why are y'all spewing hatred for black men? And we're saying, we didn't say we hate y'all. We just saying y'all been killing us every 5.5 hours.
But then they'll see a fucking video of their boys, of other men saying shit like that about women, and they won't go in the comments and say, why are y'all spewing shit about black women? Exactly. They won't defend us. They expect us to sit and take all that hatred. Exactly.
Have you noticed that?
That fuck don't make sense.
None whatsoever. Did you see, so here's where I was familiarized with Funky and Fraud. When they went on the internet and said that, they said something about not being down with the brown and not dating Knight Riders or something like that. That's when I first was introduced to who these men are. And I was like, they're saying it with their fucking chest. Mm-hmm. They're comfortable saying that. And they're saying it so confidently. Imagine what they're saying behind closed doors. Imagine what they're saying to the women that they do prefer, right? They probably use that as a way to compliment the women that they prefer, right? They probably find non-black women, white women, mixed women, the racially ambiguous women, and they probably are like, you're the best looking woman there ever was. Could you imagine me being with a Knight Rider? Like, I'm just, it's really disturbing.
But first of all, who uses the fucking term Knight Rider? Like,
I'll never forget the day I saw that clip. I was just so like taken aback. And I just, you know, instantly, you know who I felt bad for? Their mothers, especially the dark skinned one. Cause the one that looked like a mongoose, he looks like one of his parents might be mixed or something. He doesn't look like he looks a little ambiguous. But then his colleague is black.
And a dark skinned black man at that. Yeah.
And I just felt for his mother because I was like, like, you know the phrase, you kiss your mother with that mouth? That's the first thing that came to mind because I'm like, how do you feel this way about black women when black women created you? You know? And that's what's interesting is because I've taken a step back from Clubhouse. But whenever I'm on, the last few times I've been on Clubhouse, I found myself randomly in these rooms that end up being this great debate between black men and black women. All the and time. What ends up happening a lot of the time is you have a group of Black women who, you know, are very like, y'all need to leave them Black men alone. They don't know how to treat us, etc. Divestors, if you will. And then you get, there's always at least one Black woman who is caping hard for these Black men, right? Why? Because she sees her brothers and her father and her husband or whomever in Black men. So there's a lot of Black women who instantly feel the need to defend Black men. And they're in the comments of my TikTok, caping for these men, like going hard. They don't want to hear a negative word uttered about Black men. They come to their defense, but Black men are not doing that for Black women. You see what I'm saying?
That was going to be my question. Why is it that we always feel this overwhelming need, even if it comes at our own harm, to protect them, to defend them, to even when we're pissed off at them, even when we know the shit that they'll be spewing, we're very much like, but at the same time, I don't want any harm to come to you. And but yet at the same time, they're not doing that for us. They're seeing these podcasts and all these fuckers, like, don't get me wrong. I've seen a lot of Black men responding to these shitty podcast clips and being like, oh, this is some bullshit. So shout out to you. But overwhelmingly, like, y'all are not holding these people accountable. Like, some of them know them.
And the thing is, and what I've noticed is there's a lot of men who, instead of standing up to those men, they come to the women who are standing up against them. So for instance, rather than going to those men and saying, do not talk about our women that way, have your preference, but leave Black women out of it. Instead of doing that, they're coming to Black women and saying, not all of us are like that. Like, there's the few Black men who come in my comments and be like, I don't know what he's talking about, but that's not me. And I'm like, you're in the wrong part of TikTok right now. You should be over there telling them to shut their fucking mouths. You should be defending us against them, not feeling the need to defend yourself, because I'm not talking about you. If it don't apply, let it fly. Why are you here? You should be over there.
You know what's funny, though? All that, oh, y'all need to defend us shit aside. You know why, at the same time, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. If y'all don't defend us, it's fine. Because women are funny as shit.
Girl, yes.
As crazy as this has been, seeing this whole men with podcasting, the reason that men with podcasts have even become a joke, an insult, is because of the women of fucking TikTok. To you, specifically Black women.
Please tell me we have clips, because
before a bitch even blink at me, I ask her, what do you bring to the table? I don't even like tables. Facts, bro. Fuck tables. You bugging, bitch. Now what? I tell my bitches all the time, I got trauma. I cheat because I like to disappoint a lot of bitches at once. How you gonna fault me for that? We used to be kings, bro. It's sad, bro, the way I gotta repeat this shit to my girl. My grandfather had half a dick and four families, and my grandmother never had nothing to say. You right, son. Ain't no more good women left, my brothers. You on fucking point, bro. All the real bitches left with the recipes. Women don't understand obedience or sacrifice. Speaking facts, bro. I'm missing my daughter party right now. I'm trying to show her independence and shit. If I had one key that opened six different doors, do you think that Michelle Obama would be happy with you today? I'm sorry, fellas. I just can't agree with any of this. I'm actually a feminist and progressive as fuck. I just think all fat bitches should die. I'm a high value man. You see my mic, bro? What would Susan B. Anthony say? I know she's turning in her no colored folks allowed grave right now. 48 laws of power. I'm smart as fuck. It's crazy how women say there's no good men around. Me, I'm good to all my bitches. How you sound? I'm just looking for a woman who's gonna pick my nose, make sure my toenails is clipped, wipe when I'm done, feed me when I'm hungry, and just love me unconditionally no matter what I do or say. Like your mother? Yeah, but with sex.
The whole Men With Podcast joke started not just because of the Fresh and Fit clips, but because this girl, she tried on like a male filter that put like a beard on her face. And she was like, if I look like this, I would start a podcast. And then she dipped down in front of her mic and she was like, the problem with women is.
And it turned into a phenomenon. Yes. Where it just was so many stitches of different women using that man filter became like the if fuck a woman boy, used that,
yeah.
It was so they could like recreate these podcasts that these men have. Mm-hmm. And just feel that And you know, the sad thing is everything these women were saying when making those like spoofs is things spot that men on. Actually said. Like, that's spot weird. On.
They wasn't even trying to be like exaggerated or fictional. They were saying things that you can hear on all of these male podcasts. Things, you know, men's views on sex, men's views on just women in general. Today, a clip went viral where a man saying that if a woman is educated, like, or she thinks that, like, her degree is, like, you know, something to be proud of, then that's automatically a turnoff for him. And then you see the clip of all the dudes who hosting a podcast, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm just agreeing. And I'm just like, why do y'all think that we would even fuck anybody in this room? Why? Where do we connect this?
I'm so glad you said that, because that's where I am so... Me and Diamond were having a conversation about this the other day, because I said, I've come to realize that majority of men are just truly delusional, because I've spent so much of my life wondering why men who could never, right? There have been times in my life where men who literally could never have like confidently like approached me. And I'm just like, what am I giving off that makes them feel like I would ever even like let them sniff my draws, right? But then I've come to learn over the years that men are just, it, like, one thing they're gonna always have is audacity. And so they just feel naturally entitled to whatever.
You got a fucking supply chain shortage, but not for men. Apparently audacity is showing up somewhere every Monday.
Honey. Yeah, it's like they get an automatic delivery. It's like, it's very weird. So I've come to realize it's not that I'm doing anything that exudes that I would ever be involved with them. They just have a lot of fucking audacity. So much so that they gonna sit in a room with a bunch of other nutsacks and think that a woman with multiple degrees would ever even look in their direction.
And it's not even just about looks, because I've seen some men that could be considered attractive sitting in these podcast spaces and saying the bullshit. Like, the second clip that we played was from a very attractive Black man. Like, physically, if I saw him, I would be attracted to him. But what men don't think about is the fact that you don't even have to sit in front of a podcast mic and say this shit. We have probably heard you say something along those lines, or you just give off that vibe, and I already know how you feel about women.
Let me tell you something.
The bar is in hell.
Yeah, the bar is definitely in hell. But those types of men, they are the living embodiment of empty barrels make the most noise.
Really untrue.
Because they may be very good looking men, but as soon as they open their mouth, so your attraction does not exist to me. Because for me, it's not just a, like, and we could talk about that all day, right? But looks, I don't even factor in looks at this point. And that's not saying that I want no tree monsters knocking on my door, so don't even try it. But what that means is if I see a man that's very attractive, I'm still going to be very reluctant to give him. What are you laughing about? All right. Because, like, yes, right? Looks is not the most important monster. Thing, but looks are a factor. And I don't mean, like, it just is what it is, you know? But I am attracted to people based on, like, their mindset and their energy. You know, I've dated people who I found to be so attractive, and other people are like, really? Him? And I'm like, what you mean? That's my nigga. Like, I love him.
But it's not even about that. Honestly, I'm going to be 100% honest about this. When a man approaches me, whether I find him physically attractive or not, I know in my mind that there is a higher likelihood of him being a misogynist or a colorist or fatphobic or insert everything else here than there is of him being a genuinely nice person, right?
Yeah.
And here is why I believe this, right? Now, if you turn out, for me, my attraction comes based on whether you turn out not to be that person, right? Again, the bar, right. Hell. Yeah. Right? I literally will take the risk of dating a man, ask him certain questions, see where his mind is at with certain things, hear what your mindset is, and if you surprise me, I'll be like, I will detach my pussy right now and fling it at you, sir.
Yeah.
Good sir. Please. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is, and I saw a piece of content that I did that confirmed it. Diamond and I have talked about it. I talked about it with my male friends. I saw a piece of content that said, men are the way that they're conditioned, the way that they're raised, right? And I started to sound like the inverse of a Manwa podcast mic, but no, deadass. Men are raised to see women as a sexual object, right? Mm-hmm. They are raised to see anything feminine as bad. So if a man cries, that's feminine. Femininity is bad. If a man is sensitive, that's feminine. Femininity is bad. So they grow up starting to believe that anything feminine is weak, negative, whack, not as good. Women are inherently feminine, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we're known to be. Now, all of their conditioning around women is you have to provide for them, protect them, and fuck them, have kids with them. Mm-hmm. But femininity is bad. So you're raised and conditioned to believe that everything that makes a woman is stupid, weak, lame, negative.
So they don't see the value in us. Yeah.
But you're supposed to want to fuck them. So men, most men, this is my theory, grow up not actually liking women. You don't actually like women as human beings. You just want to fuck them. You're sexually attracted to them because you're socialized to believe you are supposed to be sexually attracted to us. Yeah. If being sexually attracted to men was not as societally frowned upon as it is, more men would probably want to fuck other men because personality-wise...
They like each other.
Right. They value each other more than they value us.
You can tell men who genuinely are attracted to other women because they're like, I'm hanging out with my woman. Like, I'm trying to go...
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Whereas a lot of them would much rather be with their bros.
Exactly. Like my husband, I know for a fact he's sexually attracted to me, but I also know that personality-wise, he really liked me as a person. Obviously, yeah. I would not have married somebody who don't like me as a person.
So how could he not?
Thank you. But there are men out here, these men who do these podcasts, they genuinely don't like women as people, right? So, yeah. And also, let me be clear. It's very dangerous to allude to the fact that if a man is hateful towards women, that he's gay. Because
that's really unfair.
Right, and that's slightly homophobic. So I'm not trying to say that, oh, if a man hateful towards women, he gotta be gay. That means he don't like women. What I'm saying is, personality-wise, men like men as other human beings. Men like women sexually, right? Mm. That's a lot of men, right? If you need me to say not all men, yeah.
I was just about to say that. Like, we are very smart people here. We know things and we know words. And we are assuming that our listeners are also smart people.
Exactly.
So if y'all need us to say not all men, that you are not, this is not a safe space for you.
If you genuinely
feel like we need to give you that disclaimer, then this is not the show for you.
If you feel after listening to everything I've said that you need in your heart space for me to say, well, obviously I'm not talking about all men, then that means that something that I've said has struck a chord with you and you need to go fix that with your therapist, boo-boo. This is not the place to talk about it.
Because this ain't it. That's not what we're here for. We don't get paid enough for that.
Exactly. Y'all need to become a Patreon and then cost me out on Facebook. So with all that being said, right? And listeners, I'm talking a lot. But with all that being said, it doesn't surprise me that when you put men like this in front of a microphone, that the subject matter that they want to talk about is how great men are, how alpha males are the most awesome thing in the world, and how much they hate women. Because they have nothing else of substance to talk about unless it's a very... The reason good male-hosted podcasts are always the ones that are about, like, fucking crime and history and nerdy shit like movies is because they have something to focus on. You give them a mic and nothing else to focus on, they're going to talk about the two things they're most passionate about, liking other man and hating woman.
That's true. That's very true. Wow, I never thought about it in that way. But
and if somebody released a research paper and is fuck, I better give me fucking credit, it was set on Good Up First.
So are we going to address Karen Samuels or not?
Who is this?
Kevin Samuels. I was just being an ass.
Oh, ugh.
So I don't know if you're familiar with this, and I only learned this after he started going viral and people were really disturbed and disgusted by how he treats women. Apparently, his platform initially started as a place for men to come and get those ratings and that feedback so that they could better themselves, so that they could find partners. But apparently, that wasn't slapping. And one time, a woman called in and he dragged her for filth, and that hit and it went viral. And so he kind of shifted his platform to go after the women. It's giving grooming, excuse my French, trigger warning, it's giving grooming. Like, it's giving, like, rather than dealing with, like, children, he's just doing it to adults who are kind of, I don't want to say
slow, who are searching for confirmation bias.
Yeah, and the reality is a lot of his following are fatherless men, like men who grew up without their dad. So they kind of see, you know that undying loyalty a lot of them have toward Bill Cosby, because they always would say, like, oh, Bill Cosby's like the father I never had, even though you,
like, that was a TV show. Please, that was a 30-minute show that went off.
Right. Afterwards. And I think now, because Kevin Samuels is not like a TV character and he's a real person who's doing these things, this is like the man that they look up to as their daddy. Because I will never forget, one time I was in a Clubhouse room and I ended up in that room by accident, honey. But the topic of the room was if Kevin Samuels is contributing to this gender war, essentially, if he has anything to do with it. Honey, the Samuelites were in that room yelling at us, cussing the women out. Don't you dare have an opinion. I had to leave the room. I had to ask a man, like, do you know me? Like, why do you feel comfortable speaking to me the way you're speaking to me right now? Because this man was yelling at us and he was defending his daddy, honey. Like, they don't play
because,
about Kevin.
Because it's they show themselves every time. They claim to want women of a certain caliber. They claim to be these respectable people. But you can't even conduct yourself in an adult-like manner when you have a platform. You can't even be a kind person. But you talking about how you're an alpha and you're this high value man.
And so at the time I genuinely did not, I was like, okay, what's a high value man? Because I was in a room and they were talking about that, and I said, okay, can somebody just clarify for me what's a high value man? And one of Kevin Samuels' children literally hopped on the mic and screamed at me, a high value man is a man that makes a certain amount of money. He specified the amount of money, but I don't remember. And I was like, okay. And he said, and a high value woman is a woman who knows how to conduct herself around a high value man. That was literally what he said to me. And I was like, okay.
But notice how they center. So this is also my issue when going back to these podcasts. A lot of these conversations on these podcasts always tend to go back to financials. They talk about, when they speak to how they value themselves, they center having money and having power. Mm-hmm. But then they criticize women who value men who have money and who have power, right?
Exactly.
So if you think that what makes you more valuable is being this alpha male, having money, having power, being somebody who commands a room, right? And you see a woman who obviously is attracted to that, why would you now be mad at her? Could it possibly be that you're broke, powerless, possibly unattractive, not the alpha male you actually think you are, so the women you want to fuck don't want to fuck you, so now you get on a podcast?
Because the irony is I have dated men with lots of money and access and power. And for one, they don't have a problem spending money on the women. First of all, they like women. So they don't have time to be, on Clubhouse for hours. They don't have time to be on podcasts that don't make them money. They're out making money so they could treat the women in their lives that they care about like goddesses. So I'm very confused. Listen,
the men on these podcasts are not mad at us. They are mad at the women they really want to have sex with, the women who they cannot acquire, who they feel are inaccessible to them, who are not responding to their lust. That is the issue. That is the problem.
Yeah. It's wild. And so, first of all, have you ever noticed their obsession with one percenters? They're always talking about men in the 1% don't have to.
Yeah.
But honey, you don't strike me as somebody in the 1%, because the people in the 1% are
they're not hosting podcasts.
They're not hosting podcasts, and they're certainly not, scuffling in the mud with the rest of us.
We don't have the same 12 hours in a day. Yeah, because I spend my 40 minutes talking shit about you and putting a fuck on Spotify. You spend these 40 minutes or however the hell long your podcast is talking shit about all women because Susie in 11th grade didn't go to prom with you.
What I've realized is that the men who have these podcasts have never had a conversation with women. They create these parameters of ways that women tend to engage with them that are literally not real. And what happens is the audience that tends to grasp onto what they're saying are usually incels who don't have access to women. So it they continue to stew in this like hatred for what they don't understand. And they don't understand us because they won't just simply have a conversation with us.
So here's my question, Deidre. There are women who support these men, right? There are women who agree with them and believe them and think that they're making valid points, will argue up and down on the internet. Oh, he ain't lying. He telling the truth. Why don't those women and those men go date each other?
Because those men leave don't the want rest those of us women. Alone. Those men don't want those women. Those men want the women that they cannot get. And because they can't get those women, they're angry. Does that make sense? Because the women who agree with them, those women are very easily accessible. But they don't want those easily accessible women. Like, and I never understood that. But they genuinely, like, they don't want the pick Mishas. They don't want them. They want the women. Because what it is that what they're really attracted to is that personal power that the women who won't give them the time of day possess. They're attracted to that level of power because they themselves don't possess it. You're naturally, it's like a moth to a flame. You're naturally going to be attracted to what you yourself don't have. So they're attracted to that level of power that the women who won't get with them seem to have. They resent that they don't have that personal power. And instead of gaining it so that they can have the confidence to approach whatever woman they want, they, for one, turn it into this hatred for women. And then they turn around and take it out on the very pick Mishas who got their back. That's the thing that breaks my heart the most, is how these women are really just sacrificing their own well-being to defend these men, only to be given a pat on the head and pushed to the side while they continue to gawk after and still spew hatred toward the women they really want.
Why is it? Because a lot of these same men who have podcasts, what I've noticed from them is that they will go online and then say, men aren't allowed to be emotional. Men's mental health is not taken seriously. We are the least. I forget what it is y'all post. That women can be loved unconditionally. Kids can be loved unconditionally, but men, there are conditions to how they are loved. Right. We could dive deeper into that later. They say all these things as if they are desperately needing for this conversation to be led on men's mental health. I don't disagree that more conversations need to be had about men's emotional well-beings and mental health. But then when you get these platforms, when you get your little snowball mic off of Amazon and you create this platform for yourself and you bring all your boys down to your mother's basement, she cooks you your pizza rolls, you have this mic, you have this opportunity, you have this audience. Why are you not talking about your own mental health? Why are you not talking about your own emotional well-being? You still won't do it.
You won't do it. And that's the thing, because at the end of the day, what it is they're just looking for somebody to blame for their, I don't even want to use the F word, but they're looking for somebody to blame for their shortcomings and their failures. Okay. Because guess what? Not even just black women, but women in general have taken their healing into their own hands. Women have taken responsibility for our healing. Instead of constantly blaming the patriarchy, which is to blame for this fuck ass world we live in, instead of just constantly blaming the patriarchy, we're finding ways around it to make it work for us. Didn't we have an episode about mental health a few seasons ago on our show? Why?
That's the thing,
because we are taking responsibility for our own healing. But somehow they expect having us those conversations. Exactly. Because women, we're trying to solve the problem. They just want to talk about the problem. Further to that, we're not sitting here expecting men to solve our mental health problems. They're expecting us to solve it for them. Why? I'm not your mother. I'm not your mother, sir. And further to that, I've done all this work to heal the childhood trauma, the trauma that I endured in my young adult years, right? Because I didn't have the proper discernment to understand that I was getting myself in unhealthy situations. I've done all this work to heal myself. Why do I have to do your healing for you too? Why do I have to do that?
And why is it framed as I care about you less? I don't want your well-being. I don't want your mental health to be okay. Why is it framed as me not giving a fuck about you when you have left it up to me to be my own platform to take care of myself. You have left it up to women to take care of this issue for ourselves, to be the voices in our own communities, to take care of our own issues. And then you also want us to take care of yours. But while we're doing that, so you want us to fix your mental health and to make it okay in this world for men to be emotional. And while we do that, you still want to be able to, again, go down to mommy basement with your pizza rolls and talk shit about women. Like, pick one. Pick one.
Struggle.
Or if you're going to do it, here's my thing. If these podcasts... I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be real. If these podcasts were remotely funny, I would probably listen to that shit. And not listen for the sake of actually being like, yeah, I agree. But I would be like, wow, this is some funny shit. He talking shit and I don't like it. Mm-hmm. But like, this is some funny shit. Yeah. At least be funny. At least come up with something new, creative, innovative. Do something. All of these podcasts are carbon copy after carbon copy after carbon. Just... the same podcast over and over again. The same friggin' mic. The same mic is the same mic.
I told you they were on sale. That's the only thing that makes sense.
This is why y'all not in a 1%, because that's where you spend your fucking money at. At least I had the good sense that God gave me to save up for mine. Y'all just went on Cyber Monday, purchased your mic, and thought that you were going to be the Louis fucking Farrakhan of your community. The voice of the next generation. Y'all did all this and got nowhere. You are being roasted on TikTok. You're being roasted on GoodUp. You're going to continue getting roasted on Twitter.
And for that, I thank them, because I have something to actually entertain me.
Right.
Okay. I am grateful for what they are contributing, because they are giving us material. They are giving the other women on TikTok who are legendary material. So continue to be idiots. Date each other and leave us alone.
Right.
I really wish that we just date each other and leave us alone. Like,
can there be some kind of Tinder, Bumble for misogynists? Like, can you just go on a date, go to the bar and gas each other up about how high value you are, about how much you're alphas? Here's the thing, right? One, alpha males don't even fucking exist, right? It's been proven that the whole concept of an alpha male was a flawed piece of research. And the person who did the research has been trying to tell y'all for years. For years. Stop saying this shit.
Trying to get us to stop using. He literally came back and said, hey, y'all, so that information that I released about these alpha males is not true.
It was wrong.
I was looking at the wrong kind of wolves. This is not how they engage. Disregard. Abort. Mission. And the girls were like, sorry, we're alphas, we're high value, we're gonna keep it going.
But even all of that said, Deidre, if I have 10 men in a room, all of you is alphas. If Johnny have 3 apples, this shit don't make no fucking sense. Okay, all of you can't be alpha males, all of you can't be high value, all of your podcast can't be good. Okay,
and that's what art is, right? Art is subjective, so we're just gonna have to let them have their things.
The moral of this episode is that podcast microphones were the worst thing to happen to the Black community, and I wish that the government would infiltrate y'all's living rooms the way that they infiltrated our hoods in the 80s, okay?
Ooh,
I wish they would take the fucking mics.
Yeah.
If you are listening to this episode and you want an extension on this conversation, because we could talk about this for days. It's the reality of what it is. It feels like we are constantly at odds with each other. It's getting tired of the, you know, the he said, she said, you know, we're right, you wrong. Like, it is a very tiring thing. But the truth of the matter is that obviously there are some very fundamental things that Black men and Black women just aren't agreeing on. And it's causing real harm between us. And at the center of that harm, right, in the very center, the very smelly, ugly, dirty, musty pot, is y'all mother skunts who have podcasts. Y'all are the problem. So I say this all to say, next dude I see in front of a podcast mic that ain't the host of the Nerds with Accents podcast, I unplugging your fuck and I reporting you for spam. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week on another episode of the Good Up Motherfucking Podcast. Deidre, tell the people and bye.
Bye!
Good Up is hosted and produced by Deidre Ritter and Hey Isaac Quinones Ivory, and is a proud member of the Kickin' It family. Find us on all social media platforms at Good Up Pod. Use hashtag Good Up Tuesday to continue the conversation, and get access to exclusive bonus content at patreon.com/goodup podcast.